And welcome to another edition of the Lunch Special. Welcome to another edition of the Lunch Special. I'm your host, Bird, and here today with returning guest for round three, lecturer here at Stanford, Ramsey Salty. Ramsey, welcome back to KZSU.
Thank you so much, Bird. They say third time's a charm, but I already had such a good time the first two times that I can't imagine things getting any better.
I thought you'd be on vacation today. Today's being such a holiday and everything.
Being at KZSU is like being on vacation.
Oh, flattery will get you everywhere.
Well, I'm telling you, Bird, this has been such an amazing experience doing the couple of shows I did with you already, because it's opened up a whole new world for me, where I've been getting emails and responses and input from people all over the world telling me that they enjoyed some of this music that I was playing.
Wow.
And I never thought that I could be in a position where maybe in some way I could contribute towards, you know, highlighting music from the Middle East in a way that would reach people all over the world. And that's really thanks to you, to the Lunch Special, and to KZSU.
Well, thank you for showing up and being part of this great project. And we do podcast the show, so people can get it. They don't have to listen to it just live. It's on Radio 4ALL, the number 4ALL. And people have listened to it on the podcast and got back to you?
That's what I think. I think it's mostly like the podcast, because, you know, people are busy sometimes between 12 and 1. And
yeah,
they can't tune in on a Monday. But I get input over the weeks that follow the show. And one of the things that I got was a couple of artists, singers, musicians from Lebanon, from the Middle East, have contacted me and attempted to share some of their incredible music. And so there's no way that I could include it all in a one-hour show today, but I've picked for you, Bird, and for our listeners, the best of the best, the cream of the crop, as they say. It is such an amazing array today of music coming from Lebanon, mostly, but which is going to sound to you like the most cutting-edge, the hippest kind of music you've ever heard.
Wow.
It's going to change the way you think about, you know, East and West and how the two can never meet. Oh, they meet all the time, Bird.
Interesting.
And it's such an amazing fusion of East meets West.
Who was that started out the show?
Well, that was, I should probably have you guess who that was. That was Fairuz. Do you remember Fairuz, Bird?
Oh, yeah, the Arabic Share.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You do remember, Bird. I am so proud
of you.
You're
going to give me a good grade on
You just got an A+. You know, you don't need to grade grub with me now.
Is that what it's called? Grade grubbing.
Grade grubbing. Well, you know, mentioning Fairuz is equivalent to an A. Oops. I hope none of my students hear that, but I think they knew that already. But honestly, Bert, she is such a legend, and I'm trying to make it a tradition to start every show with a song by Fairuz.
Mm.
And so the song we just listened to by Fairuz, called Bizakir Bil Kharif, is actually the falling leaves. I don't know if you know that song. It was recorded by Nat King Cole and others.
Yeah, it was a very familiar tune, right?
Yeah, and sure. So this was jazzed up and sort of done in a minute and 30 seconds. That's, you know, when we're talking about Fairuz, this is as cutting edge as it's going to be. She jazzed it up a little.
Mm-hmm.
But the next artist that we're going to play is absolutely amazing. This is a duo called YAS, and their CD is called Arabology.
Mm.
And on Arabology, they've got this song called Get It Right. And what it does is it takes you through the numbers in Arabic in such a, like, it hooks you to the numbers so that you start singing and you know the numbers before you know it. Before the end of the song, you're going to be counting to 10.
Mm.
So if we're going to lead into it, Bird, I'm going to victimize you a little bit and have you just repeat the numbers so that when the song comes on, people can hear them imitating Bird instead of you imitating them.
Okay.
Are you game for that?
Sure.
All right. So the number one is Wahed.
Wahed.
Etnain.
Etnain.
Glete.
Glete.
Arba.
Arba.
Khamse.
Khamse.
Sette.
Sette.
Sabah.
Sabah.
Mene.
Mene.
Tisa.
Kisa.
Ashra.
Ashra. Let's try it.
أربعة خمسة ستة خمسة ستة سبعة ثمانية ستة سبعة ثمانية ستة وستة اتناش من غشكون طول اتناش واحد اثنين ثلاثة أربعة خمسة ستة سبعة ثمانية تسعة عشرة ستة وستة اتناش خمسة ستة سبعة ستة وستة اتناش
واحد اثنين ثلاثة أربعة خمسة ستة خمسة ستة سبعة ثمانية ستة سبعة ثمانية ستة وستة اتناش من غشكون طول اتناش واحد اثنين ثلاثة أربعة خمسة ستة خمسة ستة سبعة ثمانية ستة سبعة ثمانية ستة وستة اتناش من غشكون واحد اثنين ثلاثة أربعة خمسة ستة خمسة ستة سبعة ثمانية ستة سبعة ثمانية ستة وستة اتناش من غشكون طول اتناش واحد اثنين ثلاثة أربعة خمسة ستة خمسة ستة سبعة ثمانية ستة سبعة ثمانية ستة وستة اتناش من غشكون طول ستة سبعة ثمانية تسعة عشرة ستة وستة اتناش خمسة ستة سبعة ستة وستة اتناش
We'll be right back.
Well, now we learn. Now we know how to count to 10 in Arabic.
And
with Ramsey Salty, lecturer here at the, you're in it. Help me with the department you're in. It's the language department.
Yes, well, it's actually the African and Middle Eastern Languages and Literatures Department, which is part of the Language Center at Stanford University in California.
It was so long, I couldn't even write it down.
I don't blame you. By the time you say all this, you know, I'm going to be retired from
my
job.
And you're a lecturer there. Now, you've been on the show three times. We've gone over it, but... But you went to school in the Middle East?
Well, I mean, I went to high school there, yeah, and
then
Lebanon
you came here
and
for
in
college.
Jordan. And I came here to college. I went to Santa Clara University. That's
that
where
amazing.
I got my bachelor's degree in English and in French. So that was back in the 80s. And I loved it so much in California that I decided to stay. And I continued, did my master's and my PhD in comparative literature. And, you know, the second I graduated from UC Riverside with my doctorate in I got offered the job at Stanford, and I've been here for about 12 years now.
Wow.
Teaching the beautiful Arabic language.
And how are the students receiving this? Are you finding there, you know, are there students that really love Arabic and are really turning on to it? And
well, I mean, it's been amazing. When I started 12 years ago, Bird, this was pre-9/11.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was speaking about Arabic, people go, what's that? What's that language? Who speaks Arabic? I would have classes with like two or three kids, and basically they would be doing it for, you know, very esoteric reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have got over 100 kids in beginning Arabic. And these are kids from all backgrounds, all religions. They all get together, you know, they come together in my classroom and they use Arabic to communicate with each other. And in a way, they dispel certain and stereotypes about each other through the language, you know.
What do you think that is that 9/11 did to cause this great interest in Arabic?
Well, I mean, obviously people, I don't think, really understood how many countries speak Arabic. You know, there are 21, 22 countries on Earth where the official language is Arabic. That's not counting Islamic countries where, you know, they may read the Quran in Arabic and things like that, but where Arabic is not the original language. So that was, of course, the worst tragedy I can remember, 9/11.
Yeah.
And it was a horrible time for all Americans, and it was equally horrible for Arab Americans who suddenly became, you know, we went to bed one day thinking we're just like everyone else. We woke up the next day feeling like we were the devil incarnate. And of course, as you know, I don't need to say this, most Arab Americans are very peaceful, very, you know, normal people. And and so it was such a sad thing to see this kind of image of the Arab, that ugly image that the media started showing, becoming the only image that you could see. And so people wanted to investigate. So at first, students started to take Arabic thinking it could help me work for the government, it could help me get a translation job, which is all fine. But now we've got kids coming in saying, I want to learn about Arabic poetry or music, or let me look into, you know, Arabic literature. Which
so they're trying to understand the culture.
So they're trying to understand the culture.
And these are kids from all walks of life.
I'm telling you, Bert, if you walked into my classroom, you would see, you know, a blonde, a redhead, an African-American, a Muslim, a Jew, a Christian, all sitting together speaking Arabic.
Wow.
And listening to Fairuz. So, you know, when I say she brings the world together, I mean it. I think she should just go to the Middle East. She'll solve the problem there overnight.
Who?
Fairuz.
She should. Well, where is she?
Where is she? She's with the stars. She,
right,
I mean,
right.
She
went to the ancestors, right?
You don't feel her right now. I feel her in the studio right
now. I feel her. She's around.
She's around, yeah.
Who do we got coming up next?
Okay, so the next is this group that I played last time. They're called Mashrua Layla, the Layla Project. And their song that I played on the last show, Bird, was so popular that everybody I've been bumping into who's heard the show say, play another song by this group, Mashrua Layla. So here it is. This is their second hit from the same album, and it's called Raqsat Layla, Layla's Dance, by Mashrua Layla.
جن كلشي ما عدا كيف تعبان الوضع بلا معامل دان وانا ماني واقف تحت مرين امير وملاك وسيستان مش نافع داخل المطلبين
You heard that, huh, Bert?
Welcome back to the lunch special today with Ramsey's Salty Lecturer here, the Arabic Studies Program at Stanford. And this show is heard every Monday from noon to 1 Pacific Standard Time here on the west coast of the United States. I say that because there are internet listeners, too. And that was beautiful, Ramsey.
Well, thank you very much,
Steve. That had a gypsy kind of a feel to it, too, didn't it?
Bird, it takes a special person to appreciate it because it was Arabic music meets, like, folklore, gypsy music,
yeah,
all in one. And it was this young band. They're all musicians from the American University in Beirut. So they're all, you know, these young musicians who got together and decided to release an album. And it's been fantastic. I mean, it tells you how much talent there is, and it's untapped talent. These kids had their been in America, they would have been signed up. The record companies would have been, you know, kicking each other to get there to sign them up. But unfortunately, we're still not at a stage in the Arab world where it's very lucrative for musicians to live off their music. So these kids are doing it mainly for the fun of it, for the love of the music itself.
Yeah.
But hopefully, so, you know, this show of ours, of yours here, Bird, will help, you know, these musicians sort of gain some kind of notoriety and some kind of fame in the West.
Well, these kids nowadays with the internet have completely blown the old paradigm out of the water. And now you don't need to go call a record label or wait for a phone call. They put it out themselves. And a lot of these kids put this stuff up on the internet for free.
Absolutely.
And they leave it to the listener. They say, look, if you want to pay for it, fine. If you don't, if you can't afford it, take it anyway. That'll be all right.
Yeah.
And then they kind of exist. They understand they need to exist on their touring.
Well, and I think that's especially true for these Lebanese artists who have been playing, because they're really looking for the exposure in a way, but they're not business people. They're more into, you know, creating music and sharing it with the world. And I've been in touch with quite a few of them. One of them is the next artist I'm going to play. And this is a young lady named Tanya Saleh, who actually...
She called you?
She emailed me.
Really?
And said, I listened to the podcast. It sounds great. And I like that you don't play commercial Arabic music that they can hear on every radio. You would love to play music that's a little bit different. I said, oh my gosh, you know, I had heard of her name. I said, I love your music. She said, well, wait, I'm going to send you my CD, and you feel free if you want to play it or not.
Is this the CD we're going to play
from? Well, this is the CD. Well, she has a new CD coming out, which that's apparently in the mail. So, Tanya,
okay.
I'm going to tell you right on the air, thank you for sending that. As soon as I get it, I'll be playing it on the air.
Great.
But this song is from her first album. It's called Yalil Ya'in. And when you hear this young lady's voice, when you hear the way she sings, you don't have to understand the words to know how passionate and how heartfelt her lyrics are.
Mm-hmm.
The song is called Yalil Ya'in. And her name is Tanya Saleh, and I hope you enjoy it, Bird.
Oh,
Well, if that was Middle Eastern music, it sure had a familiar sound to it.
Oh, yeah, and I have to say, now, not to objectify Tanya Saleh, but she's also very easy on the eyes, Bert. She's
really
a beautiful, beautiful person inside and out. And
well, maybe one day she'll play here live at KZSU.
That would be a dream come true. That would be a dream
We'd love
come
to have
true.
Her. We have the live music show Wednesday Night Live. You could invite her on.
Well, maybe I should say it in Arabic. Yalla, Tanya, lazim tiji ala Stanford Tone wa tata'arafi ala Bird. Bird, rijal mumtaz. That means Bird is a great, great guy.
You
gotta come. Meet him.
And, well, it's not about me. It's about you. It's about the music and about you, Ramsey.
Well, thank you, Bert.
Ramsey Salty is our guest. He's a lecturer in the Arab Studies program here at Stanford. And Ramsey, you brought an amazing collection of music today. What are you working on now? It's just about the end of the school year.
Well, we're wrapping
up. Any special projects?
Well, we're wrapping up the school year. My students aren't very happy with me this week because they have the yearly language proficiency exam, which is called the SOPI, and they're
that's coming up this week.
It's tomorrow morning, so I don't know if any of my students are listening today. Maybe they're brushing up for their exam.
They better be studying.
But I have fantastic kids. I've been working with them for a whole year now, and they're some of them are graduating and leaving, and it feels, you know, Bert, do you have any Kleenex, Bert? You might need it.
But I feel like my kids are leaving me.
How long is so when you take a kid in like that to learn Arabic, is it a one-year program, two-year program?
Well, these are second-year students, so I didn't work with them for the first year, but they came in the fall of last year, and I've worked with them for three quarters. So I've brought them from a first-year level, hopefully, to a second and third-year level of Arabic.
And then they move on from there to another level?
They can move on to third-year Arabic, or they can move on to different kind of courses.
Now, do the third year too? Or?
We tend to rotate. We're four full-time lecturers in the Arabic language, and so we tend to rotate. I'm doing second year, I think, this year and next year as well.
Uh-huh. And what's your summer look like?
Well, I'm hoping
you're going
to
be teaching.
You mentioned this, and you gave me this chance to plug my book a couple of shows ago, so I'm hoping to get back to writing a little bit, mm-hmm. and hopefully publishing a few of my short stories that I've been working on. But we'll see how that goes, because like the radio, I think these are fun, creative ventures, and I don't want to turn them into deadlines and stressful situations.
Sure.
So I enjoy writing the way I enjoy being here with you today and playing this music. To me, there's nowhere else in the world I'd rather be.
That's great. What else do we have up next?
Well, let me tell you, this is going to be a really, really romantic song, and there's two people who have to be mentioned as we play the song. They are really, really special listeners, friends, and let me tell you a little bit about them. This is kind of a funny joke, Bird, but...
What's that?
It just shows you that I've been in this country for 20-some years, and I still sometimes, you ask me a question, and by the time I translate the English into Arabic in my head, you know, the moment is gone. But a couple of shows ago, you asked me if I had any vets in the class.
Mm-hmm.
And my mind, because I have this little dog that I love, I thought you were asking me about veterans, meaning like veterinarians. And you were asking about veterans, of course. And so by the time I realized you said that, we had moved on. And I said, oh my gosh, I never got the chance to tell you that I have amazing kids who are actually veterans.
Oh, really?
And one of them, his name is Taylor. Taylor is one of my brightest students. This kid, you know, he's serving his country. He chooses to do this. He is sacrificing so much of his life.
I mean, he's in the military right now.
Yes, he is. He sometimes has to miss class because he has military training. But he's such an amazing, amazing talented young man, and he's such an academic, and he's mastered the Arabic language in such a beautiful way. Well, he also has a fiance. Her name is Susie.
Mm.
And so he came up to me and said, you know, when Bird asked you if you had any vets in your class, you forgot to say that I'm in your class. And I didn't want to tell him, so now he's hearing this on the air. I didn't want to tell him. I thought he was asking me about veterinarians, and you were asking about veterans. So here now I've corrected my mistake. And in order to really correct it, I thought we'd play a very, very luscious, sexy little tune for Taylor and for Susie.
His fiancée.
His fiancée. It's called Sukkariya Banat by a woman named Rasha Rizik. And we'll talk maybe a little bit about the song after we play it. This is to Taylor and Susie with love.
سيارات وصوت سكربينات وإيدين تغني فيهن سكر يا بنات هالكحل اللي بعينيهن وهالشفاف السمر عم بتبوس بإيديهن هالقلام الحمر جاي هدية حبيبك على جنح الطير بعتلك نسمة جيبك بعشقتها السير بعتلك نسمة جيلك فوق هالطرقات عشقت سير وسيارات وصوت سكربينات
Special dedication there going out to, was it Eric?
No, his name is Taylor.
Taylor, sorry about that.
Taylor and Susie.
Right.
But it's funny that you mentioned the word Eric because I think the song and actually the whole show should be dedicated to Eric who's listening on the radio now. And it's kind of a good thing you asked me because the next song that I was going to play is dedicated to Eric Dobson who is out there listening. But let me tell you one quick thing, Bird, all kidding aside. I just wanted to say how much this show has meant to me in terms of giving me the ability not so much to speak about myself and my background, but to be able to, through the questions you ask and the thoughtful way you ask them and the humor with which you ask them, to kind of bring in music from a different part of the world to listeners and make them feel like this is not so alien, this is actually interesting. And the way you kind of encourage your guests, and I've heard you speak with other guests too, so I know it's not just me, you encourage guests to speak about their passions so easily that it makes the show such a pleasure. So thank you, Bird, on behalf of me and on behalf of all these musicians from the Middle East whose music you're allowing to showcase on
your show. You're
totally
welcome, and I'm honored to be hanging around with all you guys because that's the joy for me, to be able to rub shoulders with people that I would never normally hang around with.
Well, I'm telling you, there's a reason for everything, and there was a reason I walked into KZSU.
You've
been terrific, Bird, as has everybody else here. This is a great radio station, and the students I've met here and the people who work here have been absolutely amazing. So thank you to everybody, and thank you to the listeners who are listening. The next song, Bird, though, is going to be a little bit different than what you may expect, because it's a radio edit of a very old song by Fairuz, which has been remixed and re-recorded by...
Took out the swear words?
Fairuz, please. I think they've added swear words just to make it a little bit more. No, but it's really this amazing track called Dreama. Now, back, I think, in the late 60s, early 70s, Fairuz had a daughter, and her name was Rima, and she wrote the song for her daughter, Rima. And it was like a sort of a nursery rhyme, a song song, you sing a lullaby for your daughter. And that song was very popular. Well, now flash forward to 2009, 2010, and you have this amazing young musician from Lebanon whose name is Zayd Hamdan. And Zayd is another person who's been kind enough to get in touch with me via the internet and via email. And he, what he does is he takes a lot of old classics and finds talented young musicians, re-records and remixes these old songs and re-releases them in a way that appeals to the younger generation, so that this old Arabic music that may be a little bit too outdated for some of the new generation in Lebanon and in the Arab world can now relate to a song by Fairuz. So I, you know, if you ever get a chance to listen to the original lullaby, it's very sleepy and very, you know, simple. Not the way it's been remixed by Hibal Mansouri, remixed by Zayd Hamdan. The song is called Rima, and it is it's just such an amazing remix. I hope you enjoy it, Bird.
Yeah.
here on the lunch special with Ramsey Salty today. And entering the last 15 minutes, that was a special dedication going out to Eric. And Ramsey,
what'd you think of the song, Bird?
It was very... very, very sultry.
Yeah, this is where radio doesn't convey the expression on Bird's face. I mean, that was a very sultry expression, Bird. I know, but still, I gotta say that if that's the way you reacted to Hibal Mansouri, wait till you see what she looks like. She's such a beautiful young lady, and she is also, I think, has her own MySpace page. So if you're interested in looking up her music and her album, feel free to do so.
She on Facebook?
I think she is on Facebook. Yes.
Do we
yes.
see pictures?
Whatever she would allow to see, I guess.
Well, get, you know, one thing.
She probably is. I'm not.
Get her to play positive. Here at KZSU, you know?
I would love it. She is such a young musician, and she's, I think she just had a baby, too. I heard that in the news. And so she's balancing motherhood with music making. And I think that she would admit that she owes much of her budding career now to Zayd Hamdan, this amazing young guy that I mentioned before the song, and who takes these old songs, remixes them, and then finds brand new talent from the Arab world and re-records these songs. So that was exactly what I was talking about, this old song by Fairuz that became so sultry that, you know, you couldn't even recognize that this was a 1967, you know, tune. So I hope everybody enjoyed it. But talking about, you know, old songs that have been brought up to date, I was going to lead you into a remix song by a group called Beirut Beloma. Now, Beirut Beloma is the group, and they feature an artist named Dania, and they took an old Egyptian song that the workers, the laborers, used to use in the farms about waking up at dawn and having to go do the 9-to-5 and plowing the fields and all this, and listening to the sound of the rooster in the morning. And so the sound of the rooster in Arabic, I'm going to really embarrass myself here, is coo 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 coo. Well, the name of the song is coo 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 coo.
Oh, okay.
And it's this old song that they've remixed, Beirut Beloma, with Dania. And it's all about, I mean, when you listen to it, you're like, what is this, about a rooster? Yes, it is. But now you have a context. And so I hope you'll enjoy it. It's called Coo Coo, and it's by Beirut Beloma.
Yeah, the cuckoo. Now, no like need to adjust that. Your radio, ladies and gentlemen, because what we have here is Ramsey Salty playing Middle Eastern music of all different types. And they, I guess they have barnyards in the Middle East, too, right?
Well, I guess so. And they have roosters who, what do the roosters do? They don't croak. What do they do?
No, they crow. They don't croak. Okay. Well, they croak when you kill them.
See, this is, again, one of those things where it's like vet versus vet, you know. So I'm incorrigible.
That's okay. I'm sure your students know all about that.
Well, Bird, you know, the time with you when I do this show passes so quickly, and I always pick more songs than time allows. So I'm going to have to kind of reduce it to, like, want two more songs for our listeners today.
We have room for two more songs?
For two more. Now, the next one I'm going to play is actually pretty short. It's only like about a minute and a half. And it's by Zayd Hamdan. Again, this is weird because this is a song that's technically for children that he recorded on a children's album. Hmm. But I think it is the hippest, most addicting song I've ever heard. And it's called Hadiqati. Hadiqati means my garden. And it's about, you know, he's got this singer thinking about, you know, my garden is like this and like that. But I found myself boogieing. I mean, you know, like I've never boogied before.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's called Hadiqati, and I'm going to play that. It's a very quick song, and I have for our last number today an amazing experience of a song that I will reserve my comments on till we get there.
Perfect.
حديقتي جميلة مفروشة زهور أشجارها ظليلة تحبها الطيور
تفوح بالعطور وترقص في النور حديقتي الجميلة
والنحل بالشهاد يمتص أليجاها والطير والفراش يحب عطرها
إكليلها النذر أليجها الهدى جميلة الرضا حديقتي الجميلة بالعطور وتلبس في النور حديقتي الجميلة
والنهي بالشهاد يمتص أريجها والطير والفراش يحب عطرها
كليلها الندى أريجها الهدى جميلة الرضا حديقتي الجميلة
حديقتي جميلة مفروشة زهور أشجارها ظليلة تحبها الطيور
تفح بالعطور وتلبس في النور حديقتي الجميلة
والنحل بالشهاد يمتص أريجها والطير والفراش يحب عطرها
كيلها الندى أريجها الهدى جميلة الرضا
حديقتي الجميلة حديقتي الجميلة
Man, when you said that song was short, you weren't kidding.
Yeah, well, it's short but sweet, isn't it?
Very. And sometimes the short ones are the sweetest ones.
Yeah, well, okay, Bird, I'll go with that. Yeah, it's a completely other show, I think. But no, I hope you enjoyed it. I mean, that was supposed to be a children's song. It's by Shift Z. I think Z stands for Zayd Hamdan. And Zayd Hamdan and his group, The Wings, are actually performing, I think, in Lebanon. I really wish I could be there to go watch them perform. And I hope that I've sort of managed through this show to highlight the talent of Zayd Hamdan and those amazing musicians from Lebanon, who I hope were listening. And I hope that our listeners in the U.S. have enjoyed the music. But to end the show today, Bird, I've picked something very controversial. And you have to keep in mind now that the message behind all the music that I choose is always a message of peace. So when I say controversial, I don't mean in a way that creates differences and wars and you know, these kind of silly ideology-based wars that we hear about in the Middle East. This is meant to show how two religions that are supposedly so different can come together through music in perfect harmony. I'm talking about the prayer the call to prayer in Islam, Allahu Akbar, being combined with the Ave Maria. And so you have a Christian woman, her name is Tania Qassis, who's going to be singing the Ave Maria accompanied by the Muslim call to prayer, the what they call the Shahada. And I think when you hear it, you're going to see that religions may be different, but they have one thing in common, and that is love and peace is at the core of Judaism, of Christianity, of Islam. And I think that for the latter two, concerning the civil war in Lebanon, where Muslims and Christians were fighting for many, many years, this kind of music, bringing the two together, shows you that peace is indeed possible. So here is the Islam Christian Ave by Tanya Cassis.
And thank you so much again for your time, Ramsey, and please come back soon.
Thank you, Bird. You're the best. Oh.